The World Health Organization estimates that antibiotics add an average of 20 years to all of our lives, but since the discovery of penicillin in 1928, overuse of these drugs has led bacteria to evolve resistance, meaning certain superbugs like MRSA and tuberculosis are becoming untreatable.
Scientists are trying to solve this problem by learning more about the structure of bugs themselves in the hopes of finding a new chink in the armour that we can use to attack them. Dr. Neil Patterson works at Diamond, and he's discovered a potential new class of antibiotic. So Neil, how is your approach different to traditional antibiotics?
The main difference with the target we've discovered is that it's located on the very outer surface of the bacterial cell. So hopefully any new drugs that target this won't have to cross the cell membrane and enter the cell. Therefore, they're not subject to detoxification by proteins inside the organism or the efflux pumping, which is one of the major mechanisms for bacterial resistance.
So when you say detoxification, what are the bacteria actually doing when they evolve resistance?
The main aim of the bacteria is to keep the level of drug below a lethal concentration. They can achieve that either by binding the drug and preventing it getting to its target protein, or they could bind the drug and change its chemical structure, or they could pump it back out. Bacteria have to deal with toxic compounds in their environment on a regular basis, and they have these pumps that pick up a wide range of compounds that the cell doesn't want to have inside, and they pump it straight back out, and that just prevents the concentration reaching a lethal level.
So how does your target solve those problems and avoid being caught up by those mechanisms?
The protein we've solved the structure of, it's a pore. So if you imagine a tube a bit like a piece of toilet roll, and it sits within the surface of the cell with an opening at either end. This protein complex performs the final step in assembling the outer surface of bacteria. It transports a large molecule through the pore in the centre and then inserts it into the outer side of the outer membrane.
So if you prevent that from working, then the bacteria kind of can't build its coat?
It can't build its coat and it can't survive.
How has Diamond helped you in discovering that protein?
Proteins are very small, so the protein we've solved the structure of is approximately 1/100,000th of a millimetre. What Diamond gives us is it gives us very intense X-rays, which are of the sort of wavelength we need to be able to visualise something that small. One of the main problems we have, of course, is that biological material and X-rays don't really work well together. You get a lot of radiation damage, and because of that, we have to encourage the protein to form a crystal so that we can spread that damage out across many copies of the protein.
And when you say a crystal, what exactly do you mean? I mean, I'm thinking of a grain of salt here. Is that kind of what it looks like?
It looks very similar, actually. All crystals are essentially a repeating subunit. So you have lots of copies of a certain thing, all arranged in the same manner, and then built together like, I guess, like Lego blocks.
So are there any drugs being developed using this new method?
Yes, a group in Switzerland have discovered that if they modify a naturally occurring antimicrobial agent called protegrin, that molecule is used by mammalian cells to kill bacteria. It looks a bit like a hairpin and it inserts into the outer membrane. And when it reaches a certain concentration, it forms a pore and spills the cell contents. What they found is if you modify that, it no longer forms a pore, but it's still lethal. And they discovered that it binds to the pore part of the complex we've solved the structure of. And they've got a compound in phase 2 clinical trials that's active against Pseudomonas aeruginosa, an opportunistic lung infection. So what we've provided now is a structure of the target, and hopefully we can use that to understand how their drug works and how to allow it to be effective against other bacteria.
So if this is an entirely new class of antibiotics, does that mean we can stop worrying about antibiotic-resistant bacteria?
Oh, definitely not. Bacteria, in common with the other microorganisms, have been engaged in chemical warfare for millions of years. You look at the penicillins, and they were originally from a mould that used them to kill bacteria that were competing for its nutrients. What a new class would buy us is a good few decades probably of safety. If we're smart with the use of those compounds, we might be able to extend that further.
Thanks, Neil. Dr. Neil Patterson from Diamond.